With KO, you can stream every game of every round of the NRL live and on demand with no ad breaks during play. KO, sport lives here. New to KO? Start your 14-day free trial. Joining us, Brad Davidson. Morning, Davo.
Yeah, morning, Jared. Morning, everyone.
Now, the big story in racing globally has certainly been the failed drugs test of Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit. What is the latest?
Yeah, that was a huge story there yesterday, wasn't it, guys? Obviously, trained by the Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert, who's pretty much the face of the sport over there, guys. And this horse, Medina Spirit, failed that post-race drug test, basically tested positive to an anti-inflammatory steroid there after that that Kentucky Derby win. So, probably going to lose the race, it looks like. And, not great for the sport over there, particularly being the face of the sport. And, it's not the headlines we wanted after that Kentucky Derby win, for sure.
Are you heading up to Scone this week, Dover?
I'm not sure. I'm going to see how we go later in the week. I'll see if I can get up there for the Scone Cup. Are you guys heading up?
The boys are, yes. I can't get up there. But what have you made of the noms for the Scone Cup?
Yeah, it looks a strong addition, Loz. They've got, the 31 nominations so far. So it looks a pretty good list as well. Purple Sector, Black on Gold there, first up. Order Again, Faced Off. Royal Celebration, he deserves a change of luck, this horse. He just bumped into Arcademus at his best there the other day. But he's absolutely flying for the Ron Quinton Yard. And he looks, just at first glance, he definitely looks the horse to beat off the nominations. But, Sikandarabad will be there. Lure Me In was outstanding first up. So it looks a really competitive event. And then you've got horses like Pandano and Mr. Dependable, who's been going really well this preparation as well. So it looks a good addition. And I know, obviously, the carnival's only the one day up there this year instead of the two. But I'm sure there'll be plenty heading up there for the big day all the same.
Now, your thoughts on the nominations for the Doomben 10,000 Saturday?
Yeah, well, obviously it's missing Nature Strip there, Jared, but still looking like a strong field coming together. That Queensland Winter Carnival starting to really heat up there now. Trekking Eduardo, of course, he's the pin-up horse for the Doomben 10,000 up there. He'll be no doubt favourite, you would imagine, off what he did down here during the Autumn Carnival. But the likes of Savatiano, Wild Ruler, Splintex off his win here in Sydney the other day, subpoenaed the Horovian, of course, got quite the following up there in Queensland, and even horses like Prague, who's been racing well without luck down here. So they're 27 nominations. Looks like it's going to be a strong race, and no doubt Eduardo will have plenty of supporters, though.
Jamie Carr's on fire down there in Melbourne. Is she going to head up to Brisbane for the Winter Carnival?
Yeah, she's going to go up there for a few weeks, Loz. So she's going to follow this youngster, Ayrton, up there, of course, who's 3 from 3 for the prize yard there in Victoria. She was aboard Ayrton to win there at Caulfield on the weekend in one of her 5 winners at the racetrack. And look, he's 3 from 3. He looks a real outstanding type. And she's going to follow him up there to ride him in the Fred Best Classic there on May 29. It's also the day that the Group 1 Kingston Smith Cup and the Queensland Derby's on. And then, of course, she'll be on board if he's able to win that race and qualify for the Stradbroke a week or two later. So, he's the favourite for the race at this stage. He needs to win that Fred Best to get in, of course. But if not, Mick Price suggesting that he can go to the Gunsing Classic on the same day as the Stradbroke if he can't get in the field. But he looks a very exciting type. So a big boost for the carnival up there to get Jamie going up there for a few weeks, for sure.
He's won 3 from 3, and so did you at Hawkesbury the other day, and 2 from 2 at Wagga.
Yeah, we had a bit of luck last week, Loz. That was good. And then they backed that first starter off the map yesterday, Cam Crockett. It was an impressive winner there out at Corindai. So maybe follow that one, punters, going forward to Lyre. I think he's got a nice one there. But, Aaron Bullock, I just want to give a quick rap to him, guys. Another double there yesterday at Corindai. He got a $26 winner home. And he's about 30, 31. But, geez, absolutely flying. There's pretty much no one riding better than him at the moment in the state than Aaron Bullock. He's striking at over 25% the last 3 months, over 22% the last 2 years. And a tremendous jockey who probably doesn't get the recognition he deserves.
Well said, Davo. He's flying, no doubt about that, and so are you. So thanks so much for joining us, and looking forward to chatting tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.